Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 2nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 14th and 15th, 2003.
Nazarene, my chat friend Diane was so pleased you liked the question she asked last week. She has another good one for you about the same topic. She asks, do spirits ever have sex with people in the material world?
This is going to be another question, Alora, that disturbs some people. The answer is yes. On very, very rare occasions, sometimes someone still in the physical form and someone who has shed their physical form are intimate. These are not good occasions sometimes. Sometimes the person can be so fixated on someone in the material form that after they die, they cannot be released from this world until they have intimate relations with them. So they go to this person and come to them usually at night and cause them to be sexually aroused, and they are intimate. It is almost exactly the same as being intimate with a live person. And sometimes when someone loves someone very, very much, they cannot leave without returning to that person and being intimate with them one more time. It is sometimes hard to let go of things in the material existence. You want to stay with those you love. You want to stay with those you have been intimate with. So sometimes some souls do return and touch those they love very, very intimately, or those that they strongly desire very, very intimately. This is a part of life, Alora.
Oh, it sounds good to me, but I hope these spirits can get to the afterlife as soon as possible.
They'll get there, Alora, when the time is right. It just takes some people a little bit longer to say goodbye, that's all.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Polly. You can check it out online at voicesforspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
Nazarene, here's a question right out of today's headline. Will the soldiers in Iraq who are fighting for their country be able to enter into the kingdom of God, or will they be cast out forever? Many of our listeners are inquiring about this.
Certainly, Alora. Many, many of these poor souls who have been duped by this government and tricked into fighting against the forces of righteousness will enter into the kingdom of God. As long as they have not committed any atrocities, as long as they are basically good people and have only been defending their country, they will be allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. Only those who have committed evil, only those who have committed atrocities will not be allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. Justice must be done. Justice can never be escaped. God does not allow evil. If these people repent, truly repent, and make complete confession and tell the world what they have done and incriminate everyone who's been with them, then they too have an opportunity to enter into the kingdom of God if they survive the second death. But those who have merely been fighting for their country, protecting their land, protecting, believing they are protecting their loved ones, will not be put out of the kingdom of God. Only those that do evil will be put out of the kingdom of God, for that is God's way. God cannot tolerate evil, no matter in what name it is done. Even things done in His name, He will not tolerate if they are evil.
That's great news, Nazarene. I kind of thought you'd say that.
You know, Alora, I wish everybody knew me as well as you do and knew how I would answer things before they're even asked. How what a wonderful world this would be.
We'll be back again